Hi, this is Jacob. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
Caleb's going to be replacing you.
Makes sense.
You've got to be kidding me.
Caleb?
What?
Caleb?
Right.
Caleb Richter?
Sure.
Caleb.
Huh?
Caleb.
I know.
He doesn't even know what work means.
What can I say? Maybe I'll be Employee of the Month.
Right.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hi. Why the furrowed brow?
I just can't figure out this schedule. Am I missing something?
Actually, no. I just haven't had the chance to talk to you about it.
Dad, I could really use the money right now. Why didn't you put me on?
Well, I've kind of replaced you here at the store.
What? Replaced me with who?
Monica and Tom Richter were here a little while ago, and they...
What do the Richters have to do with anything?
Well, actually, they have a lot to do with it. Caleb's going to be replacing you.
Caleb Richter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. He doesn't even know what work means. And what am I supposed to do?
Don't be upset, Becca. I'm not leaving you high and dry. That's why I talked to the Richters for so long. If you're willing, they've offered you a job at their bed and breakfast.
With Brooke?
Yep. I thought you'd like that better than doing all the heavy lifting and grunt work I make you do over here. So, what do you think?
Well, it still kind of bugs me that you decided all this without telling me.
Honey.
And I really don't get why Caleb Richter is getting a job.
Yeah, I understand that. And it seemed like it was more Monica and Tom's decision than Caleb's.
Okay, that I believe.
But what about you? Do you want this other job?
Well, I've got to make money somehow, don't I?
Becca.
I'll take it. Besides, it'll be fun to work with Brooke.
Good. You start tomorrow.
Dad.
Of course, Ben. I'm sure he just wrote down the wrong time. Okay. We'll send him right over. Thank you. Caleb! That was Ben Taylor, and you were supposed to be there 5 minutes ago.
All right.
Caleb, get out here now.
What? Isn't it enough that I'm doing this job for you?
Isn't it enough that we're buying you a car as payment?
Or maybe you can forget the car and you'll go to work for the Taylors simply because your father and I said so. Would you rather have it that way?
No.
Then lose the attitude.
We had to pull a lot of strings to get Ben to agree to this job arrangement. Don't start out on the wrong foot with him.
And remember, you're there to make our family look more involved in the everyday aspects of this community.
And to make things look good between us and the Taylors now that they're getting to know Grace.
I know. We've been over it already. You don't want people to think we're against Grace anymore. I got it.
If you understood the gravity of this, you wouldn't be so flippant, son.
You have just as much to lose as we do if the community continues to accept Grace Andrews and we look like we don't like her. If people find out...
Monica?
Find out what? You guys never tell me the whole story.
You know all you need to know. Now, get over to that store.
Fine.
Fishing pole.
Did you look in the garage by Daddy's golf clubs?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, slow down, Timmy. Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey. Are you ready for work?
Yeah, I was just waiting for Becca.
I'm looking forward to having a friend on the job with you.
Yeah, I think it'll be way more fun. I'm still not sure why she's not working for her dad anymore, though.
I'm sure Ben had a reason for hiring Caleb.
Yeah, but I can't figure out...
Brooke, you ready? Oh, hi, Mrs. Morrison.
Hi, Becca. Are you excited about your first day?
Should be fun. I only feel sorry for Luke.
Because of Caleb?
Yeah, he was a half hour late.
On his first day?
That's what Luke said. He was ready to strangle him when I left.
They're gonna have a long day.
Yeah, well, you two better get a move on, or Becca's gonna be late on her first day, too.
And Ms. Kopeck would not like that.
Have fun.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Bye-bye.
So, the store is split into four major sections, and we have Caleb. Caleb.
Huh?
As I was saying, there are four major sections. The organic pastas and grains, fresh produce, and specialty cheeses and meats.
That's only three.
Right, we're still switching over to being totally gourmet. So, the fourth section is your basic brand name cereal and snacks, stuff like that.
So what's this stuff?
Trail mix. Okay, moving right along. Now, when we stock, we always want to make sure that the oldest stuff is put in the front.
Right.
Because a lot of our food is organic, it doesn't always have the longest shelf life.
Sure.
So, even before a product hits the shelf, we need to check the expiration date. You never know when they might try to sell us old stuff.
Ugh, yeah, like this box. This tastes like it's been on the shelf for years.
What are you doing? You can't just eat the merchandise.
I was testing it out, so I know what I'm selling. Now I know to tell a customer not to buy this.
This is a box of very specialized granola. It's expensive.
Well, I don't think it's worth it. Don't you have any regular food around here? Something chocolate, maybe.
You've got to be kidding me.
It is very important that we don't put too much soap in the washing machine. We had an incident in the past that was not too pretty. Isn't that right, Brock?
Well, at least I know how everything works now.
So do I use the same soap for every kind of laundry, or should I use bleach with some stuff?
I don't have time for this. Brooke, can you show Miss Taylor how to work the washing machine? I need to get some work done today.
Sure, no problem.
Well, she hasn't changed much.
She's not as bad as I used to think she was.
Yeah, well, that's something anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure she has her good moments. I just don't know what they are yet.
Way to be positive, Brooke.
Getting along with Kopeck should be cake compared to what Luke's up against today.
With Caleb?
Who else?
Come on. I know Caleb can be egotistical, and he doesn't seem to care about anyone but himself.
But what?
He must have some redeeming quality. He has a lot of friends.
You mean he knows a lot of people? There's a big difference.
Yeah, I guess.
All I have to say is Luke's a good sport. If my dad said I had to train Caleb, I don't know if I can do it.
Stock comes in every Monday afternoon, so I usually come in right after school to help Dad.
Which means your new employee will have to come in too, huh?
You catch on fast, Caleb.
What can I say? Maybe I'll be employee of the month.
You never know. So, back to the stock. When it comes in, we have to check everything to make sure that we have what we paid for.
Makes sense.
Then we have to make sure the shelves are always well stocked. We always have extra stuff in the back. We don't want the store to look empty. Do you have any questions about anything?
Yeah. Where do you guys keep the breath mints?
What?
Those girls over there look like they could use some assistance. Thanks for all the information, Taylor. It was great.
Sure, no problem.
Well, hello, ladies. Of all the gourmet stores in all the world,
Perfect.
Some sort of benefit concert would be wonderful, especially with the spring tourist season coming up. I'll leave you in charge of putting a proposal together, and we can set up a time to meet later. Bye now.
Mom, can I come in?
Is it important, Maya?
Well, not really. It's just that no one's around.
Well, I don't have time for boredom, sweetie. Now, if you don't have a real problem...
Well, I just thought that since it's Saturday, we could do something, like maybe go to the stables and ride our horses, or go have lunch, or maybe we
Wonderful,
could...
Maya. Sounds absolutely wonderful. But not everyone can work family day into their schedules. We're not the Cleavers.
The who?
Never mind. I have a million things to get done today, and you're not speeding them along. Maybe Dad can drop you at the stables, all right?
But I don't really want to go to the stables.
You just said you did, honey.
I can't read your mind.
Never mind. I'll just go over to the Morrisons.
Fine. Be home for dinner.
Okay, this is the cash register.
No kidding.
Every item in the store has a price sticker on it.
Don't you mean a barcode?
This is an old-fashioned cash register. It adds to the look and feel of the store.
So you don't scan the items in?
That's right. You have to put each one in by hand. It's not that hard.
I think I can handle it. I just thought you would be up on all the new grocery store technology.
Well, apparently we're not. So, you put in all the prices, like, these chips are $3.50. And you subtotal for tax, and then you would press total.
Then the drawer opens, and you give the customer his change. I think I got it.
I guess you're ready to handle the store by yourself, then. I'll be in the back if you need anything.
Do they sell that special mix stuff in here, Mr. Key?
Yes, it's the best trail mix I've ever had. But I don't see it here. It's always right by the cereals.
We could ask the guy behind the counter. He might have some more.
Well, that's not a bad idea, Timmy. Excuse me, young man, could you help us?
Right. What can I do for you?
Well, we're going on a picnic.
How special.
And we need some of the all-natural trail mix, but we can't find it on the shelf.
Okay.
We thought maybe there was some in the back?
Probably not. Must be out.
Oh, rule of beggar.
Out of what?
Luke! Timmy and I were looking for some trail mix.
Trail mix? There's plenty. It's in the back.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that. My first day. Still learning.
I see.
Why don't you go grab a bag for them, Caleb?
Right. Be right back.
What's the matter, Luke? You mad about something?
Oh, it's nothing, Timmy. Thanks for asking.
It's hard work training someone, isn't it?
I guess. Let me just ring you up while you're waiting, Mr. Key.
Sure.
Okay, that'll be $5.25, please.
$5.25. There.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Oh, well, thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Key.
That's fine. You boys take care.
Bye, Luke.
Bye. Caleb, you can't just throw the bag at the customer.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how do you get this thing open?
What, the cash register?
Yeah.
It opens when you make a sale. That's all you need to worry about.
Come on, it's 12 o'clock. I was just gonna take some money out for lunch.
What, are you nuts?
All I have is the credit card. They don't take that at the Burger Barn.
Listen, don't want to inconvenience you, but maybe you should just go to the bank. They have all kinds of money there.
Well, fine. You need to loosen up, Taylor. See you in an hour.
Wait, half hour.
He was not serious.
Out of the cash register?
Yeah.
For lunch?
Uh-huh. I only wish I was joking.
Oh, no.
I kind of feel bad that Brooke and I had such a good day at work.
Go ahead, rub it in.
Well, at least you guys got here for game night. And smells like they're almost done with the popcorn.
Good nose, Brookie.
I hope I didn't put too much salt on it.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine, Maya.
Sure.
Brooke, try the caramel corn. It's totally the best.
Let me guess. You made it?
Most of it.
When did you get here, Luke?
About 10 minutes ago. You guys were all slaving away in the kitchen.
How was work?
Don't get him
not
started.
Not a good question.
It was my brother's first day, wasn't it?
Yeah, and no offense, Maya, but it was one of the longest days of my life.
Oh, I'm sorry, Luke. Yeah, but it was only the first day. I mean, maybe it'll get better.
I don't know. It's pretty obvious he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, from what Luke said, Caleb had zero respect, pretty much no work ethic, a total lack of... Oh, sorry, Maya.
It's okay. I know Caleb can sometimes just be, well, you know.
Mean?
Yeah. And he's not always...
Fun to be around?
Right. But he... You don't understand.
Well, now maybe you could explain it to us, right?
I know Caleb can be a big pain, but he's my brother.
Yes, he is.
And I love him.
Of course you do, honey.
It's just different in my family, you know? We're not like you. We don't do stuff like this.
Eat popcorn?
No, like spend time together and like each other and stuff. It just doesn't make sense in my house. Like you never made sense to me, Mikey.
Hey!
I mean, I just didn't get how you could be so nice to people for no reason. See, it just doesn't work like that. I don't know how to say it.
I think you're doing a fine job, Maya. And, Luke, I know it seems like Caleb doesn't listen to a word you say, but he'll watch and he'll see how you live your life, how you deal with customers in the store, and, you know, more importantly, your relationship with your dad.
You'll be an influence on Caleb without him even knowing.
Yeah.
Just don't give up on him, okay?
Get it all worked out up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Micah was just getting his Monopoly money mixed up with the bank.
I'm surprised Justin let him anywhere near the bank.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get that.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Ben! Oh, come in.
Thanks.
Sure.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ben. Oh, I'm sorry you didn't get here sooner. We just finished two big bowls of popcorn. Now the kids are upstairs playing Monopoly.
She did.
Sorry I missed
hey.
It.
Oh, come on now. Sit down.
Thanks. Luke and Becca are up there, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how was Luke when he got over here?
He was all right. He let most of it out with the girls, but I think he'll be fine.
Good. I don't mean to unload on you two, but I'm afraid this whole Caleb thing is blowing up in my face.
Oh,
but Monica's really pushing for it. She said it would be such a good experience for Caleb, that he could help with the stock. And
she got Becca a job at the bed and breakfast.
Right. And I wanted Becca to have that job. I knew she'd like working with Brooke.
Well, that was very thoughtful.
You know, I don't want to pry, Ben, but are you regretting your decision?
I don't think so, as long as I can make sure things are okay with Luke. Mm-hmm. See, the more I got to thinking about Caleb, the more I wanted him to work at the store.
Why, if you don't mind my asking?
Caleb just reminds me so much of his dad.
Oh.
Tom was bright. I mean, he was popular, charming, athletic. Not really that bad of a guy. But his parents were so controlling. He had to be perfect.
And who can be that?
Exactly. I know I wasn't. And I went to a few parties in my day. And even though Tom was a few years older, I'd see him there, drinking. I saw how he was. He had a lot of friends, but never really seemed to care about anything.
He was probably too afraid to.
He just had so much potential. And I can't help thinking that if someone had just given him a chance...
Sure, it would have made a difference.
Yeah. I guess I'm just hoping to be that chance for Caleb. I mean, if he could be around someone like Luke, maybe there's hope for him. I only hope Luke understands.
Well, why don't I go get him? And you two can walk home together. We can run Becca home later.
Sure.
That would be great. Thanks, Mary.
I'll be right back.
Thanks for cutting out of the game night so early.
It's okay. Once Mikey started passing out the bank money, I knew it was over.
Hey, listen, Luke. I'm sorry I didn't talk to you about Caleb before I hired him.
Oh, that's fine.
I know he's frustrating to work with and, well, he's kind of lazy, to put it bluntly.
Dad, it's no big deal.
But I thought if he just had a chance to be around us for a while, I don't know.
Maybe he would see how people should be treated?
Yeah. So, you're okay with it?
Well, I wasn't at first, but I see what you're trying to do, Dad. I think it's great, and even if it doesn't work, at least you tried. Which is more than most people do.
Thanks, son.
Now... I still think a raise would make me feel better about the whole situation.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, like a training bonus or something. I think that's fair.
I'll get Michael to lend us some of that Monopoly money, and we'll see what we can do.
I'm serious, Dad.
Oh, Luke.
No, really, I'm serious.
Oh, come on.
Well, I sure hope Luke gets that raise. I think he deserves it after Caleb's first day at the general store. Still, it's great that Ben cares enough about Caleb Richter to give him this chance. Now that's grace and mercy in action. Have you ever thought about the grace and mercy that has been shown to you during your life? Caleb's a pretty good example of someone that did not deserve a chance. But I can think of a better example, the Apostle Paul. He's the guy who wrote a lot of books in the New Testament in the Bible. He had the job of making life very hard for people that believed in Jesus. He'd disgrace them publicly. He'd put them in prison. He'd even go as far as have them killed if they were teaching others about Jesus. He was not a nice guy. But then one day, while he was walking along the road, Jesus Christ got his attention. In a blinding light from heaven, Jesus asked Saul why he was fighting against him so much. That day, Saul realized the grace and mercy of God in his life. So, he changed his name to Paul, and he got a new job. Do you know what that job was? Telling people how amazing Jesus Christ is and why they too should believe in him. What a change. Paul himself said it best in 1 Timothy 1:12 through 15. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. The great part of this story is that Jesus Christ offers us the same life-changing grace and mercy. So, why am I telling you about Paul? Two reasons. First, if you haven't experienced the grace and mercy of Jesus in your life, you're missing out big time. You need it as much as Paul did. Now, maybe you haven't killed anybody, and for the most part, you're a pretty good kid. But God says that we all have sinned, and we all need his grace and mercy. So, if you want to know more, get in touch with us. The other reason I tell you this story is that if you have experienced the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, then you know what grace and mercy are all about. Grace is an undeserved favor or kindness, doing something nice for someone who doesn't even deserve it. Mercy is not punishing someone for something that they deserve punishment for. So if you realize that you have been saved from your sins by the grace and mercy of God, then you should be acting like Christ and showing that grace and mercy to those all around you. You should be the Ben Taylors, giving the Caleb Richters of your life a chance to prove themselves to be better than you think they are. Show a little grace and mercy today. The response, it may surprise you. Whether you've known Jesus Christ for years or you don't know him at all, we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions about Down Gilead Lane, or if you'd like to learn more about grace and mercy, please let us know. Our email address is gilead@cbhministries.org, or you can write to Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Either way you contact us, be sure to include the call letters of the station that you listen to. You can also check out our resources on the web that can help you grow closer to God. You can find us at gileadlane.org. Today's program, Second Chances, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written by Leah Gardner and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Scott Heckman and Steve Odell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week, Down Gilead Lane.